Hello and welcome to another Wednesday vlog. Today we're talking about managing your cash flow, making sure there's enough money in your accounts to keep your business running is one of the core business skills. Get it wrong and you will be in a whole lot of trouble because subscriptions and services have got to be paid for, and if there's no money in the account and you start going to overdraft, fees start mounting pretty quickly, and it's not a good place to be. But it's tricky to do because you do sometimes have those monthly costs that go out every month. Those are relatively easy to manage, but then you have those bigger annual costs. So things like insurance or accountancy bills or that kind of thing. They are those big one-off costs. Sometimes there can be several hundreds of pounds, and it's difficult to account for that. So the system I use is I've set it up in such a way that I take a look at the annual amount for a certain subscription or a service, then divide that by 11, and that's the amount that I then set aside every month. So this breaks it down, so that means that there's a regular amount that I'm putting aside every month towards that, and then by the time I get 11 months later, I will have enough to cover the amount that it was originally. Reason why I divide it by 11 rather than 12 is it gives you that little bit of a leeway. It gives you roughly just under 10% extra in that account in case of price hikes, or in case you really have an absolutely terrible month and you can't make that one payment. It gives you that little buffer to make it through those surprise changes. So whenever I set up a new subscription, say Canva, that's one that I've really enjoyed using for making publicity materials. Now, like many other subscription models, they give you a choice of paying monthly or annually. And obviously, if you pay monthly, you're going to be paying a bit more. So we want to make our money work for us as much as we can, and we want to be as cost-effective as possible. So choosing the annual amount, I'll then go, okay, it is X, I can't remember how much it is, 150, let's say 120, 110, 110 a month, 110 a year, sorry, 110 a year. So every month I would put away £10 towards it. And at the end I would have 120, so there's that extra £10 to set aside just in case of those price increases I was talking about. Now, how you put that aside is very much up to you. The way I do it, because I use Monzo for my accounting, as my bank account, they have an option, and most app-based banking systems, that's what I was trying to say. Most app-based banking systems will have the option for you to save money in pots. So you can designate a pot that is Canva, and then you can get your app to automatically pay a certain amount into that pot every fifth day of the month. And that means they'll build up and build up and build up, and then when you need to pay the bill, you can just pull all of that money out of that pot into your main spending amount, pay the bill, and it hasn't really affected the day-to-day amount in your bank account. If you don't have an app-based bank account like Starling or Monzo, then what you can do is you can set up a second bank account. So you have your main checking account, and then you have another account linked to it, another business account, which is your savings account for the business. And there you just decide, okay, how much do I need to pay into there every month to meet my annual overheads? You work that out, set up an automatic withdrawal, and just send it out. So fire and forget. Set it up for a time after you all of your invoices are likely to be in, and chances are you'll have enough money in your account, and you can just send it on through. So that's what I do. It means that I stay pretty regular on all of the savings, and when it comes round to it and there's like my web hosting is due, then I can go straight in and just pay it and not need to worry about how much money I've got in that main account. Because there are times where, for example, this month my main tarpaulin that I use has torn a massive hole inside, so I'm having to buy materials to patch that up, and that is a significant extra cost that I wasn't expecting. So that's dealt with by having a good flow to my account, but I'm not then worried about, oh, I've had to spend more this month and I've got this due. So that means that I'm going to have to scramble to get money together. You can apply the exact same thing to your personal accounts, and I do that as well. So I set up, because things like insurance, if you're not paying monthly, if you're paying annually, you're saving an awful lot, but it is a big amount to come out in one go, a big expense, just like taxes. So it's well worth putting away little bits when you can, little and often, and then you've got, as a business and in your personal life, you've got an amount that goes out every month to deal with those annuals, and you just treat it like a monthly bill. It goes into a different pot, into a different bank account, and you forget about it up until the point where you go, ah, I need to pay that bill, and then you can go ahead and pay it. Nice and simple. So there we go. If you would like any more help with setting up your setting up and budgeting for how much to spend on different subscriptions and whatnot, and all of that sort of stuff, I have a Excel spreadsheet that will help you set your rates, help you work out what your overheads are. So I'll leave a link to that in the description. It's free. Just head over to my website and download that. So with that, I'll leave it all there for this week. Make the most of every day, and I'll see you all next time.